When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 20th edition. We have a wonderful 14-game Friday slate on tap for you. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. It was a wild one. Day slate was fun. Evening slate got wild, as expected. Bueller got scratched in the morning. Got moved to Friday, I should say. So much fun going on out there. Hope you guys had a good one. We have a fun one on tap for you on Friday. But before we get there, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Help you out there, or join us in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat to break everything down as well. Also, go check out prizepicks.com. Fun way to play DFS and prop bets all wrapped into one. If you're new to Prize Picks, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, when you create your account for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Also, if you give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. And for you season-long fantasy baseball players, go check out Benched with Bubba. You will not regret it for your season-long fantasy needs. Every Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays usually with Batflip Crazy. Thursdays with a special guest this past week, Josh St. Marie of SPStreamer.com, breaking down the latest fantasy baseball news for you to get you ready for the following week of action. But with that being said, and go check out rotoballer.com. Written content over there Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the premium values article. Tuesdays and Thursdays is the free DraftKings picks. Become a premium member at rotoballer.com by using promo code Bubba for 10% off the package of your choice. All right, everybody, 14 games slate on tap for you. Not going to go over all the totals, but the gist of it here, you have Colorado with a total of 12. You have two or three games with 10.5 or more. All but three games are 9 or higher. Your lowest totals with the Dodgers at 8. You have a couple 8.5s out there. Everything's 9 or above. Lots of offense on this slate. Basically, when I look at the brass tacks of things, there's 28 pitchers taking the bump. There's about 7 I have circled right now as options on this slate. So let's go over those 7 names for you, and 3 of them are the top 3 price pitchers on this slate. Walker Buehler, 10-5 at home against the New York Mets. Talked about him on Thursday versus the Mets. Love everything about him. His quality start machine, 1 run or less pretty much every start of late. The strikeouts are there, 8 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. The Mets are atrocious. Not going to go too much farther into it. I talked about it a lot on Thursday. He was my top option on Thursday, so when he got scratched to move to Friday, I was massively bummed. It made me use Woodruff, who got shelled. I wasn't going to use Woodruff, and that's where we landed. So that was the brass tacks of that one. Love Buehler, top option for me on Friday. Robbie Ray, $9,900 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Love me some Robbie Ray as well. Been absolutely outstanding this year. ERA under 3. He's got 6 or more innings and 4 straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in each start, and 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts, 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4. He's pretty much been a 20-point machine more often than not this season. Now you get a Detroit Tigers team who's striking out 26% of the time versus lefties over the last month. The kicker with Detroit, though, they're striking out 26 or in August, striking out 26% of the time, but they're hitting 363 with a 314 ISO and a 188 WRC plus versus lefties in the month of August. So they're crushing lefties in the month of August, but striking out a ton. Robbie Ray's in play for me, but that makes you kind of take a step back and go, is Detroit an interesting contrarian play? They could be. They could be. I'm not there right now, but it could be. That's one thing to keep an eye on as things go. Like Robbie Ray's going to be major chalk. Oh, I will have a Tiger stack. Do not miss that one. But for now, Robbie Ray, $9,900. Like him quite a bit. Chris Sale, $9,700 at home against the Texas Rangers. We knew Chris Sale's rehab starts went great. They gave him a couple extra starts to make sure he's nice and stretched out. I told you guys I was not worried about him getting the job done his last time out. He went 5 strong, 2 runs, 8 Ks on 89 pitches against Baltimore for 24 DK points. Now he gets Texas at home. It's a great spot here. Texas in the month of August, striking out over 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 213 with a 138 ISO and a 58 WRC plus. Love me some Chris Sale tonight. So my 3 top options, Buehler, Sale, Ray, in that order. You can go McCullers if you want at 95. You can go Gio at 92. There's a little bit of risks involved there. Don't mind them, but I prefer Bueller, Sale, Ray in that order. I'll also mention Alex Wood at 89 is intriguing, but I'm just kind of staying off that Giants A's game altogether. Just him and Caprillion should duel. Feels like I got 4-2, 5-2, 5-3 type game. Doesn't really benefit either side of the spectrum. So I want Bueller, Sale, Ray up top. I will say McCullers is like 85 on FanDuel. Much more in play there as a value pitcher on FanDuel. Much more in play. But if I'm paying 95 for McCullers, I'm going to pay 200 more and get me some Chris Sale at 97. That's the simple part of it. All right, some cheaper options. Max Fried at 8,600 bucks. He's 89 on FanDuel. He's also a nice value there, but he's been great. Been absolutely outstanding in his last four starts. He's put up 20 or more DK points in his last four starts. He's gone six or more innings in all four starts, two earned runs or less, so four straight quality starts, and 5Ks or more in all four starts. That's absolutely outstanding. Now he goes into Baltimore against an Orioles team, striking out 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting 231 with a 90 WRC+. So Fried at 89 is a very nice SP2 value play if you're looking for that on this slate. I think Yusei Kikuchi at 81 at the Houston Astros is a heck of a tournament play. Heck of a tournament play because most won't use him against Houston. He went five innings, gave up three runs, struck out seven his last time versus Houston for 14 DK points. He's coming off a really poor outing against Toronto, but dealt against the Yankees, dealt against Tampa, pitched well against Oakland. He's got tremendous tournament upside. I would not use him in cash, but he makes for a good tournament play against a Houston team that went into Kansas City and struggled a ton. And just as a whole, their offense has been pretty quiet of late, striking out over 21% of the time versus lefties in the month, hitting only a buck 96 with a 152 ISO and an 82 WRC plus versus lefties in the month of August, making Yusei Kikuchi a nice tournament play at 8,100 bucks as most will not use him against the Houston Astros. So you get a nice little leverage in that game. Nestor Cortes at 77 can be in play for you versus Minnesota coming off a beaut. Gets a Minnesota team striking out 24% of the time versus lefties. I don't know if you have to go there, but he's in play at 77. And then my last option for you guys on this slate is one only Austin Gomber at 5,900 bucks. Got the big out next to his name on DK. He's returning from the paternity list. His wife just had their child. Everything seems to be good to go. Gomber's making that start. He's been outstanding at home this season, a 1.70 ERA and a 0.85 whip, 37 Ks and 42 innings at home this season. He struggled his last start at the Giants, but previous start against Miami at home, 32.5. Seattle, 15.1. Milwaukee struggled there. San Diego, 28. Texas, 27. So those are his recent home starts. Absolutely outstanding. Now you get an Arizona Diamondbacks team that is not good, folks. Striking out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 270 with a 102 ISO and an 89 WRC+. So Gomber at 59 makes for a great tournament play as well. So pitching on the slate, Bueller, Sale, Ray up top. Again, McCullers, Gio, Wood, sure, if you're feeling frisky. But for me, Bueller, Sale, Ray. That's where I'm focused. And then down cheaper, Fried, Kikuchi, Cortes, and Gomber. I think Freed's outstanding. I think if you want to go cash, you can go Fried. And ideally, I'd go Sale and Bueller and cash if you can do that. Otherwise, go Bueller and Fried. And then you can save some cash with your Kikuchi as a great tournament option. Cortes, and then Gomber is a phenomenal punt on this slate if you're looking for one. All right, the bats on this monster slate. Catcher's position for you. Gary Sanchez should be back after a day off. He's 48 if you're paying up, but Elias Diaz at 46 against Gilbert. Tyler Gilbert coming off the no-no where he basically pitched contact and got lucky. I'm all in on Colorado. Most people will be. So I think Elias Diaz at 46 is outstanding in that game versus Gilbert. Cheaper options, though. Max Stassi at 4K is a good spot there versus Henches. Stassi went deep on Thursday night. Angels are a nice little stack spot there versus Henches. Dalton Varsho, I'm not looking to fade Gomber, but Arizona's still in play because it's Coors Field. But that's not one of my top targets. Like a guy like Austin Nola at 36 versus Moore, I'd rather go to in that matchup. If I'm trying to save some money or go to Pedro Severino, if you are not using Fried, Severino does like hitting himself a lefty, so 33 versus Fried is an option for you as well. But down cheaper, if Higashioka does get the start for the Yankees again, he went deep on Thursday. He's only 3,100, so he's a nice value versus Barnes in the Yankees situation there. And then going down below 3K now, you'll have tons on a small slate. Like if Wilson Ramos gets to start, he's 28 versus Barilla. That's a good look for you. Other than that, though, not a ton. Like Martin Maldonado at 25, I'd rather not, but you can. Riley Adams at 23, Austin Hedges at 23 if you're looking for punts. I don't think you need to go down here, though, is what it comes down to. First base position, you can always go Shohei if you want. You can always go Vladdy if you want. I think Freddie Freeman's a nice contrarian play because most will play the right-handed bats versus Aiken, and they should, but Freeman at 55 is quite intriguing. Muncy at 54 is okay as well, but I'll save some cash. on this one, a few dollars, not a ton. Like Joey Votto at 51, he hit home run number 27 on Thursday. Good spot there. I love Eliezer Hernandez. Don't get me wrong. But the Reds are the Reds right now. They're the big red machine. So Joey Votto at 51. I think CJ Cron at 49 is outstanding. Really swinging a hot bat. Home runs are coming in bunches right now. So a guy like CJ Cron at 49 is someone I can definitely peek at. Goldie at 47 versus Keller. St. Louis is going to get overlooked, I think, on this slate with so many nice pay-up spots. I think St. Louis is a great stack against Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller is pitching to a ton of contact right now. This has not been effective. So I think St. Louis is intriguing. And a lot of it also has to do with you got guys like Goldie and Arenado who are hitting great, but they're priced next to these other studs and these stud stacks. And so that's what gets their ownership kind of skewed. So I think a guy like Goldie at 47 could be a nice contrarian look for you as well. Some cheaper 4K plays, though. Like Renato Nunez versus Robbie Ray. If you are fading Ray, if we're going with Ray's chalky and we want some Detroit exposure because they've been crushing, absolutely destroying left-handed pitching right now, Nunez at 4K could be one of those guys. Don't mind Jared Walsh at 4K if you want to stack the Angels. Put Walsh at first, put Otani in the outfield. Totally fine. People go, oh, Bubba, but it's lefty-lefty. A, these two guys are great hitters. You play them lefty-righty. Who cares? Secondly, Hinches shouldn't be long. If you think the Angels crush, Hinches won't be long. Then who gives a crap if it's a lefty or a righty? You're fine. So that's the angle you got to go to on that one. A few other spots down here when you go below 4K. Colin Moran, like I'm not looking on this size of a slate to go in on Pittsburgh. If you want to, you can. I am not looking to, though, because of so many options on the slate. But Miles Mikolas is making his return. Shouldn't go deep in the game. A lot of St. Louis bullpen. So if you want some Pittsburgh value, you can. I think there's other spots to get value, though. Like, I'd rather go with Miami value and Great American Small Park for Sonny Gray, who's been struggling tremendously of late. So I like Jesus Aguilar at 34 is a nice contrarian play in that one. Love Anthony Rizzo at 36 for the Yankees, and also Luke Voit. On Thursday, Luke Voit led off as DH. Rizzo hit second. Great 1-2 punch. I played Voit. He's cheaper. And I'll continue that. If they're both in the lineup, I'll play Voit every time, or whoever's cheaper, basically. So give me Luke Voit at 34. I think he's a great value, like even cash game viable on this slate. Some other options for you when you get back down this way. Like Mickey Cabrera is going to hit 500 eventually. But Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is first base outfield eligible. Tyler Alexander is not great for Detroit. So 3,300 for Lordy, who's really starting to swing well. Hitting 313 over his last 10 games, averaging over 8 points per game in his last 10. Gurriel's been kind of overlooked. He had such a rough start to the season. So a guy like Gurriel at 33 is a very nice value at the first base position, a nice cheaper piece of your Toronto action, and he's first base outfield eligible, which is a nice extra cherry on top. If you are fading Gomber, as Drupal Cabrera, first base, third base, only 3K, that's a very, very nice value. If you're not using Gomber, first base out, is it first base, third base? Yeah, first base, third base at 3K. That's an outstanding value. Christian Walker's 26. He had a nice little game against Zach Wheeler on Thursday, put up 12 points for you at 14 the day before, so maybe he's going to get going for a nice finish of the season. We'll see, but Christian Walker at 26, not too shabby. Other than that, you'll have your occasional guy down here based on what lineups come out, but nothing that really stands out as a must play at this point in time. All right, second base position on this slate, Ozzy Albies versus lefty. I love it. Love Albies versus lefty, one of my favorite plays on the Braves. He's 58 hundo. You can use Muncy if you want, Turner if you want. They're facing Cookie Carrasco, who they destroyed last Sunday. Cookie just hasn't been able to go deep lately, and that Mets bullpen is not very good. Josh Rojas at 51, but Brandon Lau versus Gio. I think the Rays are a nice, interesting stack versus Gio. Gio's one of those that can go 8 shutout. No one would be surprised. But he's also pitched in the way that he would stack against him. And when he gets hit a lot. So it's a contrarian stack that you have to be ready for the goose egg. But at the same time, no one's going to roster him. Guy like a Brandon Lau at 5K. Usually we target left or righty power versus Gio. So we got a few guys we'll talk about there. I still don't mind a little Brandon Lau at 5K either. Marcus Semien, if you're stacking Toronto, is only 49. It's a pretty nice price tag, all things considered, at the position. Brendan Rodgers is up to 46. You got David Fletcher at 45 for the Angels. India, another big night on Thursday. I think he had 3 hits. He's 4,400. That's actually a value compared to, like, he's like the almost 20th second baseman on the list. He's much better than that right now. Jazz Chisholm, if you are fading Sonny Gray, is only 4,200. That's a great value second base shortstop. If you want to get jazzy with it and fade Sonny Gray, you can definitely go that route. Chisholm's got double-digit fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games, starting to heat up after his recent return from the IL, so could be an angle to go to there. Some sub-4K options for you at the positions. Tommy Edmonds, only 35. Again, if you're stacking St. Louis, he's second base outfield eligible. You can go that route. He's got 9 or more points in 3 of his last 4. So Edmonds at 35, probably leading off for St. Louis. Jorge Polanco, I keep running him out there. Another monster game. 10 more points. He's averaging almost 11 points over his last 10. He's got four straight double-digit games. He's 3,500. He's cash viable pretty much nightly for me right now. Switch hitter. So Cortez has been good. I still like Polanco. Just his cash value brings a great floor to the matchup. Garrett Hampson's only 33. If he cracks that Colorado lineup, that is outstanding. So make sure you give him a shout. And then sub 3K at second base, like Willie Castro, if you're going the Detroit route, you could look at him possibly. Harold Castro, prefer Willie over the two Castros, but those are the kind of options you're looking at. And then if you want like a super punt for the Giants, second base, third base, if he cracks the lineup, like I'm not looking into stacking the Giants against Caprillion, but if you're just looking for straight value, Tommy La Stella at 2,400 bucks. This is a return from the IL, slowly starting to heat things up. That's a pretty nice price tag, all things considered. Third base position, Eduardo Escobar, if you're fading Corbin, which you should be, is in play. 6K is steep, very, very steep, but I get it if you want it. J-Ram's a great play as well at 59. So those two I like a lot, but my favorite play, Austin Riley, 57 hundo at the Baltimore Orioles. Love me some Riley. I expect Riley to go deep on Friday night. So big fan of one Austin Riley. Going down here, Arenado's 5K. I mentioned St. Louis being a good stack. I think Arenado, again, he's pricey. So people are going to be like, oh, I'm just going to pay up for Machado against Moore, which is a great play at 54. I'm going to pay up for Riley or something. Well, you get Arenado at 5K, like no ownership against Mitch Keller. The St. Louis lay egg, they do it a lot, but they've also been hitting a little more late, and they're going to go virtually unowned on a 14-game slate of all things. So Arenado at 5K is quite intriguing. Cheaper plays down this way. Third base has been really top-heavy lately. Obviously, that much, but like, Yoán Moncada's 41 versus Waka. Waka's been bad, so you can go Yoán Moncada. Kyle Seager's got some good past history versus McCullers at 4K if you want to get freaky in a tournament. Brian Anderson's 39 versus Sonny Gray if you need to. Joey Wendell's 37 if you're going to that stack route. I'd rather not, but you could. I don't mind stacking Tampa Bay. Just not sure I want Joey Wendell a part of that stack. Asdrubal Cabrera, 3K, talked about that as a nice value at the position. If you're going there, Jack Mayfield. If you're stacking the Angels, he's only 3K versus Henches. That's even like a decent tournament one-off because Mayfield doesn't have like the average and the and that floor you want, but when he hits a lot for GPP. So Mayfield at 3K could be a nice GPP play for you. And then other than that, not too much. Like I mentioned, La Stella is 2,400. He's second base, third base. Those would be kind of the angles I'd be looking at there. Shortstop, Tatis at 57 is outstanding. He's a great play if you want to go that route. I like Swanson a ton because I like to stack Atlanta, but they are priced up tonight. We've been getting them so cheap lately. Albies was 58, Riley was 57, Swanson's 56. They're making us pay for them like they're in Coors Field, but they're in Camden Yards against Aiken. Huh, fair enough. It's pretty fair, but good stuff there. Like you got Trevor Story at 54, Swanson's 56, Story's 54 versus Tyler Gilbert, pitch to contact in Coors Field. He's 200 cheaper than Dansby Swanson. And the game total is a run and a half higher. That says a lot right there. Love Story. Love Willie Adames at 53 against Patrick Corbin. I take Story just because the Coors Field factor, but both really, really solid looks for you. Bichette versus Tyler Alexander at 52 is great. Wander Franco at 5K has been super productive of late. Marcus Semien at 49. So a lot of high-priced shortstops, really, really good spots. A lot of pieces in stacks. Not so many one-offs here. Lots of good stack pieces to be had. Going a little cheaper, though, you could go Corey Seager at 46. I like the Chisholm value at 42. Talked about him second base shortstop eligible. That's not a bad value spot for you. You got Ahmed Rosario at 41 if you are going up against Barria with the Cleveland stack. Jake Cronenworth only 36 versus Matt Moore. I like that a lot. It sucks. You have to pick Tatis or Cronenworth. Can't play them both because DK's DK. But I think Cronenworth at 36, great value. Like Moore's good. Cronenworth can hit lefties. He still hits in the middle of that order. Moore won't be in there all game. I think it's a good spot for Crone at 39 hundo. And then when you go down below 3K, I mentioned Mayfield for the Angels at 3K is a nice value. Harold Castro, Detroit, if you want. I prefer Willie again, like we talked about. But not a ton down here. Like I'm not going to Dylan Moore. I just don't believe in that guy at all. So not a ton of value at this point in time at shortstop. Outfield, there's going to be a ton. There's going to be a ton I miss on this rundown. But Otani, sure. Starling Marte, if you want to, sure. I love Juan Soto at 58 in the lefty-lefty matchup versus Brett Anderson. Fernando, I've missed that. Tatis is outfield shortstop, so you can play Tatis and Crone together. That is huge. So Tatis at 57, don't mind me some Bryce Harper versus Snell either, but I think that Juan Soto at 58 is a very sneaky play because Washington versus Brett Anderson is very, very live. Soto hits everything, so I think that's a very nice play on that one. You got the Franamil at 54 if you need to go that route, but like Aaron Judge at 51 in a great spot there versus Barnes. Nelly Cruz is 5K versus Gio. I think he's got 4 or 5 career home runs off of Gio. Love Teoscar tonight at 5K versus Tyler Alexander. He's just swinging. His bat's in fuego right now. So Teoscar at 5K, very, very nice. Charlie Blackman's only 47, good value versus Gilbert. Don't mind Eloy. You got Soler and Duvall both 46 versus Aiken. They're both in play. I think I go Duvall right now. He's the streakier one at the moment. That's how these two guys roll. So give me some Duvall at 46, but I don't hate Soler either. Giancarlo went deep on Thursday. He's 46. Tommy Pham's 45. Not bad. I'd rather pay for Stanton at 46, but he'll be much more popular. So pick your poison. Hunter Renfro's hitting everything. I prefer him versus lefty, so I probably won't use him versus Dane Dunning, but I get it. Kyle Schwarber at 43 is a little more interesting, but I like Arozarena at 43. He's hit Gio well in his career, so that's not a bad. I mentioned righty power, so that could be a nice play if you're stacking Tampa. Will Myers down to 4,100 versus Moore. He had a big weekend in Coors, so he looks nice. Brian Reynolds at only 4K versus Mikolas is not a bad value as well. Even cheaper as we go. AJ Pollock continues to rake. He's $3,900. He was leading off the other day. So see where he's at in the lineup. He might get some value there. Some cheaper options as we slide on down the pricing here. Trent Grisham at 36 is a great value versus Moore. He hits lefties better than righties. Grichik at 36, not bad. I love the Grisham price. Trent Grisham price. Tommy Edmonds, 35. Talked about him. Tyler O'Neill, another nice cheap St. Louis piece at 35 that you can play with. I like that. He went deep on Thursday. Lo Kane's only 34 versus Corbin. Connor Joe is up to 34. He's only outfield eligible now, not first base and outfield, but he's likely leading off once again for Colorado, so he's a cash game lock at 34, and I love him in GPPs as well. So both really good spots for you in that one. Evisel Garcia is a great play. Made Lourdes Gurriel at 33. I like that quite a bit. My first base outfield eligible. Lamont Wade Jr., 3,200. Like, you can get some, like, Lamont Wade, and then Lestel has been hitting second. So you can get those two guys first and second, 32 and 24. I don't really want to stack against Caprillion, but both really good values there. Justin Upton is a really nice price for the Angels. Joe Adell is only 31, so you get some nice cheap Angels action, kind of like we were talking about earlier. If you need to, as you slide on down, like, there's going to be a ton. Like, Jesus Sanchez could be a tournament play. Hayes and Santander, maybe. Guillermo Heredia is only $2,800 versus Atlanta. That's a nice cheap play. We haven't seen a lot of cheap Braves. There's a cheapie for you, so that's good. You got Andrew Vaughn at 26, or 28. We're still at 28, so Vaughn at 28 if you need him. J-Up's down to 27. I was wondering where he was. So Adele's 31. J-Up's down to 27. That's one of your better values on this slate. J-Up at 27 against Hinches. Nice tournament value. Probably wouldn't use him in cash, I don't think, but a nice tournament value with Justin Upton. There's like Lewis Brinson's down here at 25. Sam Hilliard probably doesn't start with a lefty on the mound, but he's 25. There's a ton down here. Like, Austin Dean probably doesn't start. Daz Cameron's back. He's 24, but it's Robbie Ray. Probably save that for the weekend. Tyler Naquin hit second on Thursday. He's 23 against Eliasar, so that could be a value for you. Lars Nootbaar is 23 for the Cards. If he starts, that could be a nice value in that matchup. If you are stacking up the Cardinals, there's a ton down here. Tons of options down here, so make sure you check lineups and break that all down. Recapping your pitching on the slate, my three top guns: Buehler, Sale, Ray, in that order. If you want to go McCullers, Gio, and Wood, you can, but I want Buehler, Sale, Ray, in that order. And then if I'm saving some cash, Fried's in play. I think he's a great cash option. I want to go Buehler, Sale, and cash. If not, throw Fried in there. And then Kikuchi's a great tournament pivot at 8,100. You can go Cortez if you want. Or you can just go, screw it, I'm punting with Austin Gomber at 5,900. Stacking it up, love the Braves versus Baltimore. Albies, Riley's my 1-2 punch there. And then preferably Swanson like Duvall if you can. It's very pricey, very, very pricey. Yankees are very much in play if you want to. That's fine. Love Toronto versus Detroit, starting with Teoscar. Like some Gurriel value. Put some Bichette in there, some Simeon, some Vladdy. Love Teoscar and that Gurriel value, though. That's something I definitely would look at as well. Cincinnati's always in play. Votto, Naquin, and some others if you need to go that route. Don't hate it. The White Sox are in play versus Waka. The Angels-Cleveland game is one that feels like it's going to be like 2-1 or a blowout, like lots of offense. So the Angels going up against Hinches, don't mind Walsh and Otani, but like the Upton value, the Adele value, Mayfield, Stassi values, you got Fletcher, but like that Upton-Adele combo right there, and then if you want to go deep with it, you can. I think there's a lot to like there. Cleveland side, you got your J-Rams and company. Your Franimals, your Ahmed Rosarios and stuff if you want. But that the L.A. stack has my attention. Love Milwaukee versus Patrick Corbin. Love Milwaukee. So start with Adames. You got Avi, then look at your Canes, your Escobars, and some others. But Willy Adames and Avisaíl García can be one of my starting points right now. Don't mind some Washington bring back with like Soto and company if you need to. Some other ones, I like the St. Louis stack. We talked about Goldie and Arenado with some Edmonds, like O'Neill and some others. That's a nice way to go. Love Colorado. Start with Connor Joe, Trevor Story, build from there. And you can go Dodgers if you want. So Colorado, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Toronto, Atlanta, Toronto are my top stacks. Angels can be contrarian. There's tons of ways to go. Tons of ways to go on a 14-game slate. 28 teams. You can do lots of stuff in here. Again, if you want to watch me live stream this, check out the Rotoballer YouTube channel, or you can watch it later on as it lives there forever. Roger joined the chat. Roger, nice for joining me, man. I appreciate you. Love having you in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. Anybody else who wants to join us, just give me your email. Pop you up in there. Also, follow me on Twitter at BDEntric. Give this podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, a rating and review. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. It would help out a ton. Also, go check out Prize Picks, everybody. It's a lot of fun. DFS meets prop bets. Use Prize Picks. When you sign up, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, for a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. And last but not least, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, go check out Benched with Bubba, my season-long podcast, out Tuesdays and Thursdays. I recorded Thursday with Josh St. Marie of SP Streamer. But other than that, guys, you guys have a great weekend. Have a fun, safe weekend. Good luck on your Friday. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 20th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.